it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, Holly Bragg is joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
And this is about supporting your sister. Her name's Megan. She's going to be doing the Walk to End Alzheimer's, correct?
Yes.
And there's a fundraiser that's going to be happening at Blackmore in Boston. Before we get to that, what is the connection to this for your sister? Why is she doing this?
So our Nana, Rita, was diagnosed, and, you know, she was a wonderful woman, and but you know, we all had a huge connection to her, but she's doing this in her honor, and my mom and I are going to join her because she has her own team called Rita's Rebellion. So we're excited to do this on Sunday, October 26th.
Alzheimer's is it's just terrifying. I don't think there's any other word for that. So I know how tough that is probably been for your family. Are you guys all, you're all walking together? It's you, your sister, and your mom?
Yes.
And you're going to have a fundraiser coming up?
Yeah. So the Blackmore Bar and Kitchen in Boston, Charlestown, actually, but they are going to host us on Monday the 13th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if anyone goes to grab a bite to eat, they're going to donate to my sister's team.
That's so cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. We're psyched about it. And, you know, anybody wants to just come out for a bite to eat, that would be awesome.
I also
and
know.
And for a good cause, you know.
I also know they have a great bar there, too, Kennedy. I'm just saying.
I've been there.
I mean, the food's good, mm-hmm. but also the bar's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have Hetty Topper, which is my all-time favorite idea. Just saying.
So I was you guys just, should totally come.
I was just looking at the fundraising page. We're a little bit light. So the goal is $2,000, and we're at $1,631.01. So we're a little bit light. We got some work to do.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, she does. She gets out there, works hard. I mean, she bakes some cupcakes at one point. Yeah, she does a lot. She's a hard worker.
All right. If you want a link to go donate, you can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234.
Sisters supporting sisters. We are so here for that.
Yeah, so you can donate to Rita's Rebellion.
Let's
don't
want
to forget that that's the name of the team in honor of their Nana. So drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. We'll send you a link back for that. And Holly, you and your sister Megan and your mom and Nana, you are all officially members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can always reach out to us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. You got something good going on in your life, you want to talk about it, whether it's an organization that you're involved with, or maybe you just landed a new job, or you got married, you want to celebrate your kid, whatever it is, we want to hear about it. 617-655-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio for us this morning, Kennedy?
Yep, we're all Blue Jays fans today.
Jeff Hoffman trying to finish the job. His 1-2 pitch. The Toronto Blue Jays have punched their ticket to the championship series.
Bye. Name me a gooder vibe than the Yankees getting eliminated.
The Cubs made push it to game four.
That's not a gooder vibe.
It is for me.
I appreciate that. You can have your own good vibes.
Thank you, sir.
The Toronto Blue Jays did beat the Yankees in game four of that series to advance to the ALCS. Three of note, though, Kennedy, in this real quick, talking about your Cubs. So your Cubs will play...
Tonight,
yes. The Phillies and Dodgers go at it again. But will you stay up to watch the Cubs game?
9 o'clock is awfully late, but I'll probably, you know, I wake up 14 times a night, so I'll
right.
check it.
All
I'll
right.
ask Alexa with my eyes closed.
Okay.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
Good vibes for the Cubs.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.